You are tuned in to the Nutso Bunch podcast.
Here we are live. We are in the building.
Yeah.
Fred's in the building. Sosa's in the building. Ken's in the building. I'm in the building.
Yes, we actually got a bunch today.
Yeah. We have a nutso bunch.
Yeah.
A bunch of nutsos.
Yeah.
Can I call you
two
Rose?
Two is only a pair.
Two is a pair, yes.
Yes.
What's four? A few.
Three plus one.
Yeah.
Full house.
It's a quad.
Four
combo? I don't know. What number is that?
Squad.
A quad, right? A quad?
It is a quad.
Quattro.
There we go. Quattro.
Yeah. See.
Audi.
Audi.
Hit you with the Spanish.
Give me some. Let's go.
Me too, no.
Let's go right now. Fuck it. this the black guy with a Spanish voicemail.
True.
I was just talking about that shit.
Yeah, he was. Fred always talking shit, though. Fred finds something to talk shit about all the time for anything.
Well, the first time I called you and I heard that shit, I was crying. I said, this
I know, you hit me after.
And then
you
when he picked after. It up, I was
he's
like, yo,
he's
wow.
like, bro, I called you and then I didn't think it was you, so I called you back and it was still you. Thank you. You answered.
Yeah.
It was who am I talking to right
pretty
now?
Delightful, you know?
You know, it's the greatest part.
What?
It's still there.
Yeah, it's been like that for like 10 years, my guy.
Never changed it?
No.
Oh, man.
I don't know
you can't
what
change it now.
So how about work? Does work?
I don't know what they're saying to change it. Nah, my boss will text me if anything.
Yeah,
but he never does. He's on the West Coast, so I don't really have communication with him. If I'm online, he'll hit me up on the computer, and if not, he don't never hit my phone like at all.
Oh, just all emails.
Who's that? Yeah,
nah, my boss.
Oh.
Like if it ain't during business hours, he's not bothering me. He leave me alone.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a good dude like that, for sure. But I'm Sos, man. How you been, man? What's been going on?
Can I call you Rose?
What's been going on, man? The people miss you. People have said that me and Fred hijacked the show.
Nah, not at all. Not at all. Not at all.
Yeah. So people were getting nervous. They were getting mad.
People were getting nervous.
So clear it up, man. What happened?
You know, I just got you know, business is doing real good.
There you go.
Business is real good. Business is picking up, so can't complain. And I've been trying to really make it. I just get caught up trying to, you know, finish the job off.
Right.
That's it, you know. So
right.
I'm here. I'm happy I'm back.
So you had a quick week this week then?
Oh, hell yeah. I was tired, man.
Yeah.
The eclipse.
Fuck, do you guys drink this shit?
I blame it on the eclipse.
Right. Yeah, that's what you're blaming it on? The eclipse. All right, well, we need an eclipse every week because that's how often you come.
Facts.
You come here.
Yeah.
My man's is in retrograde.
Nah, that's why I blame it on the eclipse. We worked fast this week, got the shit done out the way.
Got it finished. Word, that's what's up.
Nah,
that's
definitely, definitely.
I mean, and we took
a
week off.
Sex partners.
Wait, what?
Huh? Get it fast and get them out the way.
This nigga says sex partners.
Oh, my. Yeah, what? Who uses that terminology?
He's been with Diddy.
Ooh, fuck.
Yeah,
easy now.
All right.
No Diddy on this show. There's a lot of things that have been going on, though. Yeah, Fred, this is wild, right? You know what this brings me back to? This brings, funny enough, no,
Death?
Last week.
What happened last week?
We didn't have the show because we went to a show.
Oh,
right?
that's right.
And we were drinking brown.
Bro, I was so happy that switched.
Bro, we were drinking brown.
Really? So
yeah.
What's the
bourbon?
What's the ugly face for?
No. They didn't have no.
This is different from bourbon, bro.
Yeah, it is.
But that's good, though. This ain't bad.
It's good to every Dominican.
Right.
Bro.
Is that like Henny?
Yeah, exactly.
Is there
it's
Henny?
Just better, like though.
It's way better. It's a sweeter Henny.
It's way better.
Henny's trash.
Henny's.
No facts.
That's long.
White Henny isn't bad, though.
It's terrible.
White Henny's all right, too.
It's terrible.
It's a better evil.
Okay. Yeah.
I wouldn't even say that.
Usually when I drink Henny, though, I turn up and I want to fight or I want to make a baby.
Why does everybody say that stupid
I don't,
shit?
No, it's
how
real.
How about it's just because you're a fucking asshole
and you
don't deal with your inside shit, so you blaming the Hennessy.
Bro, I can drink 10 drinks of freaking Tito's and I don't feel that way. But the moment I drink some Henny, one or two drinks of those, well, that's I'm ready to rap.
Henny is Douce, that's for one. And two, that probably was when you was
the
younger.
Because the Hennessy fills it in the rest of the black younger. That when you don't have younger. On your skin.
It is when I was younger because as I got older, I stopped drinking.
I could just say flat out, a lot of testosterone comes out in the males from like 21 to like 30.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime you drink, a lot of motherfuckers who got a little bit of bullshit in them ready to pop off.
But every time I was on something clear, I was partying.
Yeah,
so
somewhere.
Patron
because white
or,
people party.
Yeah.
They don't get drunk to fight.
Right. Bullshit. What's that have to do with anything?
Bullshit.
What's that? Bro, do you not see the dude just hit me, dude, videos?
But that's what I'm saying.
We're dude. Not gonna take it.
Don't, Fred. Do not do that. Because you be in there singing that shit.
Fred, yo, listen. When I play darts, bro.
Yep.
Listen to
his playlist, right?
His playlist, his catalog to pick from. It was epic,
legendary.
I'm talking
classic,
about.
Bro.
No, I swear to God,
I read a room well.
We got a little bit of hip hop. Then there'll be a little reggaeton, some salsa
so
maybe.
What? Say reggaeton again?
I can say it the right way, but I said it American, so they can understand. Reggaeton. If not, they'd be like, I gotta look that up. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
But other than that, and then all of a sudden comes some shit like,
yo, don't pause after comes.
I'm trying to
bro,
think.
There's that's like a, wild.
Come on, man. I'm good with this. So listen. I'm good with this. Yeah, I'm straight.
That didn't make it sound better.
Trust me. I'm good with this.
No Diddy.
So, what the fuck was it that he played every time? Tennessee Whiskey.
Oh, yeah.
Every time.
That's
Simple
universal.
Man.
That's universal.
Simple
greatness.
Man.
Simple Man.
Simple Man.
Yeah. Definitely Tennessee Whiskey, but Simple Man.
Simple
like
Man, Tennessee Whiskey. And then the other one was, he ain't played often, but they, the other crowd that we played with played it a lot, though. Sweet Alabama.
Sweet Home Alabama.
Yeah,
that song's fire.
You missed the one word in the middle.
Because I don't remember
He's
this.
He's like, bro. Sweet Alabama?
Sweet.
Bunch of sweet-ass Southerners.
Sweet. Hey, bro, listen, at least I'm giving this his just due. You know, his props.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm not trying to murder it that bad. But,
respect.
That's
but, yo, Fred had a wild catalog. And then he could switch it all up and play, like, some house or some pop or some.
Yep.
Yeah, I got a little Rolodex. My mental Rolodex for the
EDM,
music.
EDM, right? That's how you
weird.
Say it. Did I get this one right? EDM, that.
I mean, house music.
House music in general.
Yeah, but then he'll play like the deepest rooted hip hop ever. Like,
oh, facts.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, you know, something featuring Black Thought.
Right.
Yes, sir.
For sure.
For sure. Arguably the best
Super
rapper
B-side.
Of all time.
Yo. Super B-side stuff.
Yeah, so it's crazy. But listen, man, wide range. Wide.
Yeah.
Respect it.
Funny, I was doing a job earlier, and an older lady. And I said, listen, you can get on YouTube, because she didn't have her like cable set up yet. I said, well, listen, if you want to like watch TV or watch like music videos or something, and I typed in an older white lady. I said, look at this, a whole country playlist for 3 hours. She goes, really? I love country music. I hit her for her. She's like, oh, my God, how'd you find that? I said, that's what I do, honey. So I started singing the lyrics. She goes, oh, my God, you really know this stuff. I said,
yes,
I do.
This is Fred
this
Rico.
This was not a joke.
His survey game's on crazy.
Oh,
it's nasty. She literally, while I'm talking to her, she goes, what's your last name again? She goes, because I want to make sure I send in a nice little email for you.
Word.
So, bro, those are the
please
best,
and thank
they
you.
They don't get you pay raises.
Yeah, facts.
No. Nah, but Fred, how many, y'all do it a couple times a year, and then
what?
There's one big one a year,
what
right?
What do you
for
do?
Yeah,
surveys,
every,
right?
every quarter. Every,
every
quarter,
quarter,
there's
boom.
One. There's one that you can win, and then there's a big one at the end of the year.
So you're on your bullshit? You're on your three-peat now? Or you on, you know what I'm saying?
I still
you on your bullshit?
I still haven't won one.
Wow. So you're not the UConn Huskies.
Nope.
They Jay-Z in them. They Jay-Z in them. You got to get with Beyonce.
Oh, big time,
they get you
dog.
23
big time.
In a row. Grim it out.
Facts. Funny you say that.
Why?
Oh, no, it's just it's like it's a recurring story throughout life.
Yes, for sure. For sure. And
You ain't win one?
Nope. Been close several times, and they're like, nope, somebody else gets it.
Close only
somebody up in the office
and hand grenades.
Someone in the office?
Yeah, it's weird.
That doesn't do any work with any employee. Yeah. I mean, any customers.
Nah, you know why?
They got it. Yeah.
You know why?
Why?
Money.
Amen.
Yeah.
It's the money.
It makes money. It
they
makes
called,
the world go around.
They complained about that bill. That bill met the scissors.
Mm-hmm.
And it got a discount. And Amy or Gloria got the ill fucking.
Nah, you know it was Miriam.
Word, probably. You ain't lying. Girl, Nancy.
Sandy D.
Somebody, some retired sounding name that sounds like they got nothing else better to do.
Ethel.
But go above and beyond with every phone call and escalate it to the manager to see if it could get resolved.
And she stopped it before it got to the manager.
What's that big word? Exponential?
Expeditiously.
There you go. See, you motherfuckers are smart.
Or expedited.
I mean, you were halfway there.
Yeah, you were.
You try to play up that you don't have a vocabulary by breaking it down. We hear you.
But I said before.
There's one motherfucker up here with no vocabulary. It's me.
I try to use it the right
way. Mr. Grammatically Correct.
I know, right? Get him out of here.
That's the shit, right?
Get him out of here.
Spelling teacher.
Get him out of here.
I cheated in spelling and in English my whole fucking life.
Whoa. Tracks.
No judgment here, bro. No judgment here.
Tracks.
It don't matter.
No judgment. I'm not judging you, bro.
I think I care.
I'm telling you that.
How many spelling tests you had to take on the application?
I mean, zero. The application where you write stuff?
Your name.
Yeah, definitely.
But I'm just saying.
Like, you spell something wrong.
Simple shit.
Your name. They definitely mark points off.
If you can't spell your name, your address, you know, you simple.
What was that in blue chips? Remember
people,
blue chips?
People you know.
People can't do these things, bro. People will get the street names wrong. I saw Bridgeport with a S today.
Wait, what?
Yeah, Bridgesport.
Bridgesport.
Oh, before
it's a lot of bridges the E and the P. You know?
Yo, they're like Bridgesport.
Now it was written by a Spanish person. Why are you trying to play him, bro?
Yo, it was written by the Dominican consulate.
All right, there you go. You better stop playing. You about a
Bridgesport.
You in the shades of light and dark of Dominican, bro.
Yo, I'm in.
You
like
could fall right in line.
I'm in the weeds of Dominican.
You definitely look like a skinny Omega.
For real.
I could definitely be out there, but like, oh, my dad's Dominican. No.
Yeah.
I know black poppy, no.
No. Me no black, but me no speak Spanish.
Me no black poppy.
Mm. They say mangu. Yeah. You be good.
Give me a Spanish name with a K.
There aren't any.
Calvin.
Kenny.
Calvin.
Calvin.
I got a cousin named Calvin. With a K. Calvin.
Why would
that's
you?
Yeah, we knew him too.
That's Kenny. That's what he looks like now.
Or Katyuska.
What?
Katyuska. Kati.
That sounds like a meal.
Yeah, those are with a K.
God bless you.
There you go. Yo. Listen, man.
Go ahead, bro.
Y'all want to talk about names that are funny?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Let's hear it.
I'm going to say the
first
name.
You ain't been here, so you got to run them.
Y'all don't want to play this game with me.
Go ahead. Let's hear it.
Listen to this. It was in high school.
Yep.
I don't want to put names out there. That's the
problem. Drop that shit, man.
It's nothing, right?
It ain't no thing.
She don't listen to this.
But a chicken, man.
She don't, and he probably don't either, though, right?
Right, right.
But fuck it. Y'all should, though. So listen to this.
Mm-hmm.
We was in CAF, and my boy Adams, he had a girlfriend but at the time, Adam was very shy. Mine.
Adams with an S?
Adam Mines, right?
Yep.
He had a girlfriend, but he was very shy, didn't talk much, didn't speak much.
Yeah, he's always been like that.
The whole time.
Just smiling the whole time.
Just smiling. Quiet. But the chicks digged him. He had nice eyes. You know what I'm saying? Light skinned, cool dude, right? Smooth, mm-hmm. Clean
short
cut.
Short bus dude?
Huh?
Is he on a short bus?
Nah. I mean, he just said
he's always smiling, like, you know.
Nah, but that's how he'll always answer, like, nah.
Yeah. Very soft.
Either no or yes, but always with a smile. Always.
Cool with it. Yep.
Yeah, real smooth, right? So his girlfriend at the time was real loud, and she was
opposite
always
track.
Yeah, right. So one day we was in CAF, she walks in. Somebody was like, "Yo," because we all knew her by her nickname.
Yep.
And somebody has said her government name in front of everybody.
She got pissed.
So my man was like, "Yo, what's your name again?" Like, nah, 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 stop. So my man was like, "Yo, her name Garitha."
Excuse me?
And they was like, yo, that shit sound like you was out the Ebola.
What the fuck?
When you put the I on the...
Oh, bro! Ebola. I know them!
Yo!
There's three of them!
Yeah.
All right.
But we knew her by her nickname.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Everybody. Yeah. Come on, of course.
Yep. All right,
and
cool.
She listens to the podcast. No.
She might.
Probably, but that's my homegirl.
No.
Since elementary school, though, right? And they try to play her. And that shit was just so funny because you was like, you know, I said Katyuska, and you was like, I choose. So I was just like, yeah, I remember that day in CAF so vivid because.
Nah, they had to give them nicknames, but
we ain't stopped cool laughing for the whole CAF.
Cool
yo.
Peoples. Definitely
super
good
cool. I knew her since elementary school. Yeah. Her and all
her
sisters.
That's not that bad, though.
Nah, that ain't.
Yeah, but when you in school, though.
Nah.
Yeah, and you ain't never heard that name before.
So when in my old working in the school system days, there was a young lady in first day. None of the teachers wanted to say her name.
Why not?
Staff, staff or student?
It her name was Shathade.
I said, was she a staff or Shathade?
Student. Oh. Shathade.
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 She'll throw you a fade real quick.
Shathade, right?
Back to the basket.
Now, you guys want to get to the
Shathade O'Connor?
Close. Like, oh, right? Shit. Like, we're getting there. You're close enough. You all want to get to the spelling?
Go ahead.
Are y'all ready?
Yeah.
S-H-I-T-H-E-A-D. Shathade.
S-H-I-T-H-E-A-D.
Shit-aid.
Oh, shithead. Shithead, bro.
H-E-A-D?
Yes.
I only heard the E-A-D.
Shithead. Shithead.
Shathade.
Shathade. Wow.
Bro. There's another one.
Parents set their kids up for failure if they name their kids Shithead.
Doctors should have called somebody at that point. Right, right, right. I'm not putting that on the birth certificate, dog. Like, look at it and tell me you want me to put that on the birth certificate.
What's the last name?
Yeah.
Like, come on, dog.
Yeah, we can't.
Nah,
do
that's
that.
Crazy. Okay, but that's like that. When I sent that. All right, so when I sent that basketball player dude.
Just look up Shithead on fucking Facebook.
Shathade. I would have never. I would have never sounded
it. I hope they changed it by now.
I hope so.
I would have never said it correctly.
There was another one. Honesty. Y'all want to give a shot at that one?
Honesty.
A-W-E.
Oh, you're not even trying. Not even
so
trying.
So not like with an H?
There's no H's in this name.
How is it honesty?
Throw it out there, buddy.
With an O.
Oh, you're getting warm.
Go ahead.
What you got?
O-N-E-S-T-Y.
No. I got O-N-E. Bruh. S.
O apostrophe N-A-S-T-Y. Oh, nasty.
Oh, nasty.
Shut up.
Honesty.
Payow.
Honesty.
That's a real name.
Honesty.
Oh, nasty.
Honestly, that's a real name.
Yo, that sounds like some dirty blood that nobody wants. Yo, you're an old nasty.
You got old nasty, me. I don't want it.
I don't want that old nasty shit.
All right.
She ain't, right. She ain't getting
that,
no dick.
I got a book of these things at home.
Do you got a third one?
Oh, yeah, I got an. All right, Silky.
Silky.
Spell it.
Silky. Sil.
Name the child Silky.
P-S-Y.
Oh, wait, hold on now.
Nah.
It didn't go there. They didn't go Greek. It didn't go Greek, though.
P-S-Y. Q-U-I-L-Y. Psilocybin. All
right. C-I-L-K-E.
What?
Silky.
No way.
Yes.
The fuck, bro. Irish?
Yeah, bro.
I've seen Tresemme.
Isn't that like a
shampoo?
Yeah.
Bruh.
No. I've seen names.
Yo, people just if you say if you say it slow, right? Tresemme. Tres semanas. 3 weeks. You know what I'm saying?
What the heck? If you slow it down, it don't sound that bad.
That's how late she was.
Yeah. That's how much of a head start you got.
Or early.
You got 3 weeks, you better run.
3 weeks premature, 3 weeks late.
Yeah, like, facts.
Shit.
All right.
So, nah. I got a book of them. I'll bring them in.
Yo, I drooled.
I got fuck a book. Bad, fuck a book. I was in Puerto Rico last year for my birthday. Why the store that we drove by is supposed to be called Always 99. Like 99 cents always.
Yeah. O-W-A-Y-Z.
Nah, dude. It was A-L-W-A-Y-S always. I swear to God. Always. But it's supposed to say always.
Yeah.
But it put all. Yo, I was like fucking Puerto Rico.
Like
yo.
Always.
Yo, yes. Yeah. Like always.
Yo, every direction.
Yes.
So y'all remember Prestige was a spot bar for like a minute, right?
Yeah.
Like with no R in the sign is spot bar. S-P-O-T-S. It's a spot bar.
That's right.
They
that's
missed
right.
out on the R. I got pictures.
That's right. Remember that.
Wait, what?
The Prestige on East Main.
On East
Main. Yeah, what was the name of it?
They misspelled the whole sign?
It was supposed to say sports bar.
On the side of the building, but it said spot bar. For like 4
years.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't
because
do the sign right.
It was like faded, though, right?
No. They were like lit up lights, gone. Like paid big money. Like
never happened.
And it was spelled wrong.
the giddy up and put it up on the wall. Everybody was looking at it like, yep, we did it.
The same person that did that sign did Bill's Stankth tattoo.
Wait, what?
No, you don't remember Bill's tattoo, the strength?
Missing the R?
In his tattoo, he went and got it done, and it was supposed to be, I forgot what the whole thing said, but the word strength is supposed to be in there. Stank. And homeboy put Stankth.
He missed the R.
Yeah, so he had to go back and like get it fixed.
How is this guy still making money?
He didn't even
realize
it. You know what? I want to say my sister-in-law realized.
I think it was your sister-in-law.
Right? She was like, what's that? He's like,
what's Stankth?
Oh, shit. he didn't even realize it himself.
What the fuck?
Yeah. That's the best part.
Yeah, the Stankth.
No regrets.
That's the best part. Yeah. No regrets.
No regrets.
I do what I want and say what I want.
Yo, that's the crazy shit. Yo, so when I was driving... We got right there. So when we was driving in Puerto Rico and the sign is red, right? With like white letters, and it says 99 on one side and 99 on the other side, right? And in the middle in like like text caps letters, like big as fuck. It says always. And it has the apostrophe with the S. So I'm like, how? Like,
wow. The fact that you went back
house,
to
Sway. House. House.
The fact that you
Sway.
Went back to it. You went back to it.
Because it's so funny, bro. It's so funny because there's not just one. There's a couple of them, and they're the same. Like, bro. Like,
so maybe it's purposely.
There's a Karim's Novelties that used to be.
Purposely you want to look
across
crazy?
From where the Aldi's is. Y'all remember that? Back in the day, it's like over 20 years ago. Either way, they spelled Karim's wrong because they didn't put an apostrophe in there. Like, there was multiple Karim's, not Karim owns the place.
Wow. Like Karim's.
Whoa, like Karim's. Shit. All of them.
Oh, yeah. Nah, all that's not Karim's. It.
Yeah, nah.
Yeah, that's not it.
Nah. They did possession the that novelties, though, and put the apostrophe down there.
Jesus Christmas.
That's why you don't let your friends do stuff for you, man.
Facts.
No, facts.
Facts.
It's better to pay somebody.
You pay for what you get. Yeah, you get what you pay for.
Yeah, nah, man. But I'd rather.
And look it over.
Right. Before you give me okay.
Don't trust your friends. And I'm an artist that has been hired by friends. Don't trust me off the rip.
Ken said don't trust him.
Don't trust me off the rip. Yes, I'm going to hide something in the back of that painting.
Yeah. Right. My man from the TV. Yo. Didn't he say something about his shit on his flyer was fucked up too?
Who?
Nah, not from the TV. From right here.
So you said you're an artist. You're going to hide some shit. Listen to this. Back in the day, this is a long time ago. It was like, when I used to steal through the pig roast type shit, one of our boys went and got a haircut from Adrian, and this Adrian did an ill fucking crazy design. He was like, yo, give me a crazy design in my shit.
Yep.
Used to have the ill mohawk type shit. And then he did this shit, right? Adrian goes, yo, yeah, I recognize what I did to his head. He don't even see it. Adrian put his initials in his design.
Oh, word.
Yeah. So the design looked dope, but it was really just an A&M.
Yeah.
Homeboy had no clue.
What the hell?
He's a walking billboard for somebody else.
Oh, wait, Adrian put his own initials.
Yeah, Adrian did the whole design for his shit. And like, so homeboy had a mohawk, like a crazy mohawk. And he put the design on both his shit, on both
on
sides.
On one side it was an A and on the other side it was an M? AM on both
on
sides.
Both sides.
It was basically a helmet.
Yo, dog.
It was probably a tattoo he was going to do.
Homeboy had no
that
idea.
He ain't do for AM for his shit. And he was like, I know how to do this shit. Yep. I've drawn this a million times. Let me just put it in his fucking head. No homo. Yep.
No diddy.
Oh, I had to, because this guy over here was like, yeah, go ahead. Drop it. Fuck him. I'm going to get you fucking pajaro.
But where is he going to put it?
In his head.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think
yo,
not the words I would have changed.
And I'm very grateful that all of us are here today.
Who gives a fuck, right, Kenny? Who gives a fuck?
I'm very grateful that all of us were here today because we got 24, 25 minutes.
Over here, thankful.
I'm just saying. Damn, can I get my statement out?
No, I ain't been here in 2 weeks.
I know, you trying to talk.
I'm going to bother you.
We got 24 minutes of uninterrupted, no topics of nothing greatness right there.
Did we swear, though?
Yes, yeah, you dropped the F bomb. No, you dropped the F bomb
every
18
word.
Minutes.
Oh, 18
yeah, minutes. Yeah, bro. 18
I dropped
minutes.
It before that.
No. S bombs and stuff is different than F.
Oh, I was saying motherfucker this and motherfucker that.
Well, I might have missed it.
Damn, we're horrible. All right.
We're never going to be good at that part.
No, we're never going to get that
once again, ladies and gentlemen, we're not monetizing on YouTube, so just start watching and liking.
Yes, please.
When you sign on, like it. We know you're going to have to get faded away.
Give us a little heart. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, don't. If you find a heart on YouTube, it's not YouTube.
Facts.
Yeah, facts.
Thumbs up.
Gotta be the thumbs up.
Oh, heart, thumbs. I don't play social media. Obviously, you guys can see that.
He don't not, play social media, play bro. Social let's kill.
I don't play with social media like
play
that.
Play with social media.
Come on, yo. Y'all need it's not crazy.
Yeah, right, I mean, bro. Words are words.
Y'all know what I'm talking about, bro. Y'all out here.
Can I call you Rose?
These are the kind of friends that get drunk and be like, "Let's play Scrabble."
What?
You want to play a spelling game?
Never done that.
Yeah, you guys.
Back
do.
To the spelling part.
Exactly. Yo, I ain't spelling shit.
Never been
you always talking shit.
So there was. I did want to get into a few things because there was a few things that have happened that I'm sure the people want our opinion on. Not that they do, but we're gonna give it anyway.
No, before you go,
unsolicited.
Go ahead. 26 years, man. Rest in peace, pops.
Yeah, man.
That's it. Yeah. Gonna start on that note real
yeah,
quick.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Let's drink to that.
26 years.
Yeah.
26 years. Bang, bang. Big Fred. That's all.
Continue. See, that Deuce head came in handy, baby. Let's
That's
go.
That's so disgusting, though.
Stop playing terrible, with yourself.
Bro. Stop playing with myself?
Whoa, buddy.
Yo, y'all motherfuckers is crazy. What's good with y'all, bro?
Yo, bro, you're swinging for the fences today, bro.
Crazy, bro.
Continue, Weston.
Yeah, so.
Y'all crazy. Y'all crazy.
You good, man. Just let it fly. yo, now, there's a few things that happened that I definitely think that we should give our opinions on. The first thing is the most recent. OJ passed away, man.
Oh, we's in the US.
El tío tuyo.
OJ passed facts. Away. What? It ain't my uncle.
It's el tío tuyo.
No. Why?
Shout
black.
Out to the Naked Gun movie.
Yo, facts, bro. Hilarious. Facts.
What was his name in that movie?
Classics. I don't honestly.
Orenthal Jones, motherfucker. No.
I don't remember his name in the movies, but they were funny asshole. As hell.
Yeah. You just said you two motherfucking initials, O and J.
It was like Roseburg or something like that.
Yeah. That was his name.
Who's the white? Leslie Nielsen.
Leslie Nielsen.
Yeah, I was watching it. Naked Gun one.
One, two and a half, and 33 in a second, or something like 33.
Chloe, condolences to your dad gone.
Oof.
You know. Yo, I always, hey, yo, when the allegations came out, when it just started, I was like, right, I ain't gonna lie, I saw it with my kid's mom at that time.
Yeah.
But I always thought that she
Nordberg
did not. Yeah. I did not think that she fit the profile of
no. She's any way of them. Bigger than all of them,
bro. She's a giant. She looks like well, she's an Amazonian, and her dad. Her dad was little.
Let's swing around. Let's get past that part, right?
Yep.
Did you see what Caitlyn Jenner put up as a tweet?
Yeah, man. Yes.
No. What? Are
good
you
riddance.
Wait. Good riddance.
Good riddance.
Good riddance. Did you see how many posts came up afterwards with pictures of Caitlyn
and side by
and,
side
and OJ when she used to be Bruce?
That's what I'm saying. Yep. Yeah,
so
yeah.
Like now you're a woman and
you don't fuck with OJ
and you don't fuck with OJ, but OJ was cool like chill with back in the day.
Yep. Yeah, man.
Did you like yo?
He know. He
his,
know.
His the comments on Caitlyn's page or
crazy.
Little tweeter.
Crazy.
Hilarious.
Bro,
drag.
Listen.
They brought up that Caitlyn also murdered somebody.
Damn.
Facts. Manslaughter.
Yeah.
Vehicular. Yeah,
with the car.
Vehicular.
Yep.
I think that's probably when he went gay. I mean, trans.
Nah, that was after the surgery, I believe. Like, so they was already in the transition.
Yeah, but
he's
I'm
been
just
past
saying.
That point. Like, I think it was after the cutoff.
Okay.
How many? All right. So let me be correct now.
Please.
He crashed, right?
Okay.
He crashed.
No, she.
No. It was
Caitlyn,
already.
It was already a woman.
I thought it was before, but he was already.
Caitlyn Jenner at that time.
I take it all back. You know
they
what
were Caitlyn Jenner at that time too. Yeah.
That's why I didn't get in trouble. He's a chick now.
Yeah, exactly.
They didn't get in trouble because they were rich. Let's be honest.
Facts.
Like there's a lot of rich people that be going around smashing people with cars. And
crazy.
She was allegedly fucked up though, right?
Under
the influence.
I don't think they were. That was the.
You sure?
I think that was the trip, though. I don't think they
because,
were. The
because when Tiger I got in his last accident,
he was definitely under the
They
influence.
Said that he was fucked up.
Yeah, he was
kill somebody?
No, that's when he went in the ditch.
Fucked his legs up and shit, right?
He fucked up his legs and shit.
He got
really?
Fucked up, yeah. The last accident.
He had one of those Lamborghinis he didn't pay for.
No. I think I want to say he was like a Kia or
something
like that.
Crazy.
Like one of them cars he was sponsored.
Yes.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what he was driving, but I know that they were saying that he was fucked up. His toxicology report came back.
Yeah, it was crazy.
It was retarded.
Yeah.
you know, mad. But a lot of it, you got to say, like, he could get away with it because those are the side effects to those hard medications that he's on.
Yep.
But he's had multiple and multiple surgeries. So who's not to say that he's not dependent? You know what I'm saying?
Yo, yeah,
or if not, just heavily needs him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But he's playing in the Masters. He's not doing that bad, you know.
Is he playing right now?
Yeah, he's playing.
Yeah, yes. He was one under yesterday.
One under. Yeah, he did pretty good. That's what I say.
Well, no, he was one under with five holes left because of the rain out.
Okay, yeah, he was doing pretty good.
And he was driving the Genesis. Yeah.
Now, one under's not pretty good,
not that good at the Masters, believe it or not.
One under in the Masters is like my 10 over when I go play regular.
He's one under amongst like a pool of 20 one unders.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, so it's basically trash.
So like, there's other people who
you gotta understand. He hasn't played in almost six months.
Played a bunch.
No, he's been playing like crazy. Yeah, I just didn't know he was playing.
He's been active.
Yeah, he's been active for a little while.
I thought he was down and out.
Yeah. Nah, he's been active since they.
I played golf where he threw his back out the first time. It's awesome.
Did he win the Masters?
Yeah, when he swung.
He just won it like what? COVID year, the year before COVID, or the year after COVID? He won it. He's won it recently.
The Masters. I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't remember.
You crazy, bro.
No, he definitely was up there for
something. He won it recently.
Yeah, he won
something. Bro, he won the Masters.
It was the Masters?
I don't think it was the Masters, bro.
Tiger won it in the last 5 years. He's won the Masters.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he's only like two away from Jack Nicholson's record. But they say that he'll never get it.
Wow.
All right, let's see.
No, he's never going to get it,
No.
His last Masters,
2019, yeah.
Yeah, look at that. So before Rona.
I told you, bro.
It was before.
I said before after Este Maricón.
He's won it five times. 1997,
what's the
2001,
record then? What's the record?
2002,
what's the record? What's Jack,
Nicholson's?
Jack Nicholson's record.
Let's find out, man.
Or Jack Nicholson?
No, Jack.
Jack Nicholson.
Arnold Palmer. That's the man in golf.
I mean,
Jack Nicklaus has won it six times.
Yeah, that's what he's trying to.
Yeah, no, I'm not talking about Jack, but overall, the most wins at a major golf tournament.
It's Jack Nicklaus.
Six majors.
The Masters, he won six majors in a year.
Yeah, in a year. That's crazy.
Well, four majors in a year is huge.
No. I'm just talking about overall wins. Facts. It's like total? 74. Tigers are like 69.
I went to Dick's the other day.
Right?
Go on.
I sent pictures to this dude. I'm like, yo, stop fucking around, man. Get some damn clubs already. They got a whole top flight set for like $280.
Shut up.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with that for a beginner set.
Not bad.
That's
at
a
all,
great actually. Set. $280 for a whole irons? Complete set. Irons, driver, putter, everything in a bag.
I'll give back the irons or the drivers.
In the bag?
Yeah, in the bag. $280.
Stop.
You know what? I'm about to just buy golf clubs just so we can go have do something to do.
Yo, on the real? Like, you got to be good.
Is it a bag with a stand?
Yeah. Yes.
Stop.
Yeah, the one you can put down with the legs?
Yeah. Those bags are like $140 on their own.
Yeah. It's a whole bag. I bought a set like that years ago. I bought a Strata set, which is made by Callaway, for cheaper than that. I think I paid $211 for it.
Play Against Sports, too. They always got clubs. You can find whole sets there.
All right, so what's the stats? Am I right or wrong?
Mm-mm.
Who's the guy?
Majors is Jack Nicklaus, and he's won 18 majors.
Okay.
Tiger Woods has won 15 majors.
There you go. Mm. He's short.
As he grows older, he has a harder time making it every year. And with every injury sustained, he makes it that much harder for himself.
Well, I remember when Tiger was winning.
John Daly, yo.
When Tiger was winning wearing that red shirt, people were saying that he was on roids.
Yo, Matt Funny, every time I show.
I don't think he was on roids. I just think he was the nastiest motherfucker out there.
Yo, facts. Yeah. He was just an absolute animal.
Like, they had to change golf courses because of him. They had to remake golf courses. They had to make them longer because he was driving the greens in his first year.
Nasty on some Happy Gilmore shit.
Yeah, just bananas.
Crazy.
Like there wasn't a golf course long enough.
Like it's
Tiger
no wonder
Woods.
He threw his back out swing on a teeing off.
Beast.
Yeah, bro.
He would smack it that hard.
Oh, bro.
His torque on his swing was ridiculous.
Yeah, it was crazy.
His club head speed was out of control.
He's not a big dude. You don't have to be a big dude in golf.
But he's very fit.
300 back in the day.
Yeah, he was very fit.
He was jacked.
He was a monster, bro. Yeah.
He was what? 300?
He was benching 300.
He could bench 300.
Oh, bang.
He was always a stocky, like, you know what I mean? He wasn't big. He was in shape, my guy. In shape.
But he brought weight training to golf. I think when he put on that weight, when he put that weight on. He
was drinking and he was like had the back injuries and
yeah. Yeah, but I just think some. All right, so how they say remember Kevin Durant? All right, right. We all everybody laughed at
him. Who's Kevin Durant? I don't remember him.
All right, so on his draft. On his draft combine, like they do for the NBA and NFL, his pre-draft workout, he couldn't bench his body weight.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
He's disproportionate to everything, bro. Yeah, when has he ever lifted his body weight?
But what I'm just trying to say is...
If he could do push-ups, I'd be surprised just the way his body is built.
But what I'm saying is people like go off of these metrics.
Alien from Men in Black.
People go off of these metrics and they base a lot of, you know... Of what you can or cannot do.
There were
right now? Hell no, I'm 200 pounds.
So put it this way, to compare that like to what he was doing at that time, benching 300, there was nobody else weight training in golf.
Yeah, but what I'm trying to say is if you understand baseball, you can play till you're like how old, you don't gotta be in crazy shape. You don't need, I feel, I don't know, I'm not a golfer, but you don't got to be wild, crazy.
No,
you don't,
no it's not no. The in-shape sport.
No. I've yeah, not, look, no. What's his name?
John Daly, bro.
John Daly.
Yeah, he plays in chancalas, bro, and drinks every day.
A bunch of guys aren't in tip-top shape.
He's 10 no.
Sergio
real,
Garcia.
No, it's like
he's skinny.
Golf is like a bunch other? Of baseball pitchers from back no. in the day.
Right.
Not Garcia, but there's another one that won the majors.
It's literally a skill game. It's not necessarily an athleticism.
But this is what I'm saying. For him to be an individual that trained in that sport his whole life without all that physical, you know, on his body, I think that could have fucked him up, put a toll on him.
Because oh,
I don't think that he needed all of that.
Ooh, Tiger?
Yeah.
Set him apart.
Did he?
His sport don't call for that though. You see what I'm saying? His sport.
No,
but that's what made him stand out them so much.
It didn't, but they also had to change the sport because of him.
I get it. I understand it. But they're not changing the game for Steph Curry. Oh yeah. Okay. Shaq. I get it.
It's like Shaq and backwards. They had to do something.
Yeah.
To fix the idea.
No.
To make it a little.
It's not the backwards
where we play.
No. The reason why they changed the rules for Shaq is the rule that they changed for Shaquille O'Neal was
they didn't have enough backwards.
No. They allowed a 2-3 zone in the NBA. So before Shaquille O'Neal was in the NBA,
it was all man.
It was all one-on-one man-to-man defense. You couldn't play zone. Zone stopped in college. Once Shaq came into the NBA, they allowed the zone because
Hack and Shaq.
Nobody could stop him. And that's why the 2 years that Steve Nash won the back-to-back MVPs was so
– I was just
everybody
saying
was up
they,
in
they,
arms because that's all Shaq.
Yeah,
that's all Shaq. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They ain't make it past the second round. But the Lakers win championship.
Backwards. Yeah, but –
No, of course. He broke like 3 or 4 of them his rookie year. Trust, yeah. I know.
Monster.
I remember he folded one on Phoenix.
One of those, yes. One of those Steve Nash chips MVPs though belong to Kobe, dog.
Yeah.
If you look at the stats from that year for both of them,
yeah,
I think it's the second one.
I don't even think Joker deserved 2 of them back to back. If you ask me,
who would you have given it to?
Yeah, I was gonna say who's the other person?
Embiid.
I would have gave it to Embiid the first year. One. The okay. first
Embiid
year
did have a great year that year.
Then I would have gave it to Joker the second year.
Yeah.
And last year I would have gave it to Embiid again.
Yeah.
But that's not to say.
Didn't Embiid win it last year, though?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
But if
so
not,
saying,
if not, if
you're
not.
You're saying it should have been Embiid, Joker, and then Embiid again last year.
Yeah, because Embiid.
Who do you have it this year, then?
Right now?
Mm-hmm.
Whew.
Iverson.
Nah.
SGV?
I got.
Fred going to tune out.
I got SGA.
SGA. I said V. What the hell?
I got SGA.
Scott Van Pelt.
But I got SGA. I got Anthony Edwards.
Ooh, Ant-Man. Yeah. Ant-Man had a great year. I think Jokic is up there still.
You got to respect
Jalen Brunson.
And we'll go into it. Jalen Brunson, I will give him a consideration.
Top 5.
A notch up there.
Top 5.
Honorable mention.
Because of how well the Knicks are doing as well.
And he's carried them without Julius Randle. But I think, and I've always said it.
Julius Randle was not the person that they needed holding up that
team. I think they're a better team without him.
You too?
Well, everybody
I always said
a Knicks
that.
Fan says that too.
And I'm not a Knicks fan. But I just feel he takes bad shots.
Yep,
I'm just saying
he slows the tempo
and he
down
don't
like
care
crazy,
on defense.
And he plays no defense. But outside of those three guys, the only one person I would say, maybe not Jason Tatum, even though Jason Tatum is on the number one team in the NBA, I'm going to say Luka. because Dallas ain't do enough. But that's about it, yo. Yeah. Tatum and Luka.
Fucking Duce got me in a Lamaze class yo, over here, too, bro.
Don't worry. Jeez. Don't worry.
Christ, it's bad.
Luka or Tatum, I would say, would round out my top five.
Okay. Respect. I agree, though. Ant-Man, SGA is Ant-Man, my guy. You think it's Ant-Man?
Ant-Man or SGA?
I got SGA this year. I think that he's played absolutely amazing. The team has overachieved. They are way ahead of their development when you expect them to – where do you expect them to be? They are super young.
Yeah, don't look over here, man. Talk to him.
And not only that, bro, I'm going to give you a name because I'm pretty sure they have somebody's pick this year and they're in the lottery. They are, right? I'm not tripping.
They're in the lottery on, off.
But, yeah, something crazy, right?
But there's a pattern. They're in the lottery for the next 3 to 4 years.
Let me. It's this year is one that they're in the lottery. I'm going to throw a name out there that will be an exceptional fit. And it's something that they don't have on their roster currently.
Who?
He just declared today. Donovan Klingon.
Nah.
Bro.
No.
Hear me out.
I think he's going to get ate
hear
up.
Hear me out.
He's not going to be the effective.
Hear me out.
But with this draft class,
he's going to stay out.
I'm going to hear you out.
Hear me out. Their style of play, they don't have a conventional five. So when they play against the Jokers, the Embiids, those type of players that are too big for Slender Man, they need somebody like a DC. As a six man off the bench,
another Slender Man too. They're gonna need him to put on another like 50 pounds.
Yeah,
not necessarily. He's gonna get ate up in
the league, bro.
Not necessarily.
20 to 40.
Maybe not. I don't think he'll get.
He better develop a finesse game.
The league is so different.
The difference is this:
not from what
you guys are thinking about offensively. I don't care about that. I think he can compete right now defensively in the league. He has really good foot speed. He plays well in drop coverage, and
he's not strong enough.
Bro,
that's where I am.
What do you need strength for in the
you
NBA?
You remember the rules. What do you need strength for in the NBA?
No.
The rules have changed. Look at Wembanyama.
It's not a strength game. It's not a box game.
Look at Wemby. Victor Wembanyama.
Yeah.
That kid's ridiculous.
You see what I'm saying?
This dude,
but he's a finesse player though. He can dribble. He can do all that.
He still grabs 20 rebounds.
But threes. And he blocks more than three shots.
He's blocked more shots than the last two defensive player of the year.
He got more eight plus block
games than
Rudy Gobert.
In his whole career.
This is first year.
How come y'all ain't talking about him for MVP?
He's rookie of the year.
His
team lost 60 games.
Okay, yeah.
You can't win MVP losing 60 games.
You're the most valuable player on your team.
The league?
On your team.
You're not the most valuable player in the league.
I like. So coming down to DC out of UConn, right?
Right.
Shout out to
UConn real quick.
Yeah, word up.
Shout out to UConn.
Parade's tomorrow.
I'm going to the parade.
Are you going?
Yeah, I'm taking my girls, my kids, everybody.
Wait, what?
You taking
your kids to that?
Bro, why not, bro?
It's reckless.
Nah, it's not going to be like
it ain't going to be that crazy. Nah, but
it ain't going to be that crazy.
It's not going to be spring weekend.
Yo, more importantly, man, shout out to Syracuse.
I'm going to try to get out there early with the kids. You know what I'm saying? Let them see what it is.
Huh?
They didn't even make the not invited tournament.
Yeah. Nah, but UConn did something that we didn't think we'll see again for a while, right?
What's that?
Back to back.
Bro, after that Florida team, we were like, bro, this ain't happening again.
Is it the best program in college sports?
Right now, yes. Not even
in the
close.
All right.
26 years.
So if you follow the game, right?
Yep.
There has not been a blue blood traditional college team. When I talk blue blood, I'm talking Kansas, Kentucky,
UCLA,
yep,
Duke,
North Carolina.
You mean those, the original powerhouses?
Yeah. That been around since the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s. You know what I'm saying?
There's a reason.
There haven't been that what?
What?
There haven't been what? Go ahead.
No, they haven't won.
Right.
They haven't won in the last 30 years. UConn has won more championships than all of them.
Combined. Yeah. Not even the last 26 years.
25.
26 now.
Just 25.
No. The last 30 years, In the last, if you want to go, if you want to go back 30 years, UConn
25, 6,
like yeah, 6 titles.
People hate being from Connecticut, maybe, UConn wins.
Maybe don't have more titles than because Duke has won some, North Carolina has won some in that past. I mean, in that span, but UCLA hasn't won one.
No.
Ooh, the last UCLA, the last championship that UCLA won was when they had the O'Bannon brothers and Toby Lewis.
O'Bannon,
not Toby Lewis. Wow. Toby, what's the? He was light skinned dude with curly hair. Toby some shit in the O'Bannon brothers. He was a freshman.
And they had a
They won it.
They had a point guard too. I can't think of his name. Yeah,
no, Tyus Edney.
Tyus Edney. Yep, Tyus Edney.
So, because he won that, he won the miracle in the first round with
facts,
a layup.
Facts.
So that run, but UConn, besides winning the most championships in the last 30 years, they have the most prestige record in the finals.
And what is that?
Six and zero.
6-0. And they are set. 1, 2, 3, 4. 6-1 in the final fours.
Yeah.
Every time they get there. Just they've only lost once to Michigan State.
Yeah, and they should have beat them that year.
They definitely should have.
Who they had? Who they played? Team Cleaves. Yeah.
He willed them into that victory.
Yeah. I thought he was gonna do something in the pros, but he ain't do nothing. But back to between the women and the men, UConn has definitely been the
cream of the crop, bro.
Cream of the crop
for sure.
College center of college basketball for the last 30 years.
It's not even close. It's crazy
you say that though, because the women's UConn team has made everybody else step up their game too.
Recruiting, oh, for sure, everything. For sure.
Caitlin Clark being like a whole like
thing.
Like, well, it's kind of crazy too because they're saying that you know that the men's game was less popular than the women's game this year, which is very weird. Like, place
I have
to put
my
it.
Thoughts about that.
Why isn't the women's league as popular as college?
Well, before we even go there, Fred,
plays a shorter amount of time throughout the year.
They don't dunk.
They play in the off season of the men's season, so they're a supplement to men's basketball.
I got you. Yep.
So we're not watching basketball in that in that amount of time because we're not trained to watch basketball in that amount of time.
I got you.
Now they're also playing in what, 8 markets?
Sure.
I think there's only 8. How many teams are there? There's not that many.
Right, there's a bunch
and it's
more.
Not spread.
You got the Liberty, you got the Mystic, you got the Washington Mystic, the New York Liberty, the Phoenix Mercury, the Los Angeles this, the Houston Comets.
There's 12. There's like
12. So I was right, 12. Well, I said 8 first, 12
Minnesota
second.
Minnesota Link.
Either way, so we said 12, man.
Good.
I'm trying to see if I can get them all out there.
Yo, because you gamble. I don't I don't know all those names. Like, I would try, and like the thing is, I would get stuck probably Midwest somewhere, thinking like I got them all.
Yeah.
Like, we don't recognize the WNBA as an actual like source of entertainment or basketball, but just because of the timing of the year that they give them.
But that young lady from Iowa.
I don't think she's
going
to change it.
Listen.
Oh, Clark.
I'm not saying that she's going to change it.
Talk about it.
She got handled like a dude, bro.
She's not going to change it.
She got handled like a guy.
She's
going to
transcend it.
Yeah, go ahead. So let's talk about it.
She's going to what Steph Curry did to the NBA is what this young lady.
Are they trying
to
do a big three?
That's it. Well, so if she wants to go to the NBA, like she's poised to go to the NBA, like WNBA, but like she can make more money. I don't know if Russia is still on the table for people in America.
Is Cube trying to do that league for the girls?
He offered her $5 million.
So the big three doesn't matter. I don't think it's a gender oriented league.
No, it isn't.
You can put whoever you want out there as long as they can ball.
Okay.
Right.
It's like hoop it up.
So
basically,
if Cube just for mathematical purposes, if she were to go to the big three and Cube offered her what, $5 million?
$5 million.
Yeah. All right. So listen to this.
Easy,
listen to this.
The second offer she got.
So listen to this. Just so you know, $1 million of her salary, right? $1 million is more than like I think the top 2 and 3 players.
Oh,
first
yeah,
1, 2, and 3 players of the WNBA salary combined.
Yeah. Because the WNBA is not a money generator.
But this is what I'm trying. The only reason why the WNBA ain't a money generator is because they don't dunk.
So lower the hoop.
Well,
if a girl could dunk, my boy.
Do you watch the games?
Bro, you just said I gamble, right?
I mean,
okay.
Does it,
so
don't mean you got to watch the gamble.
But I'm pretty informed. The fuck? This nigga's tripping.
That's a hell of a way to say I'm an addict.
He's like, yo, word. He's like, word. I'll watch all sports. So.
Word. I'm informed.
A hell of a way to say you're an addict.
I'm informed. Informed. But yo, I keep it 100. Like, I bust out my phone right now. I haven't 94. Probably gambled in like maybe 2 months. I haven't gambled.
What's going on?
Because you've been working.
He's been working.
Not only that, but it's like I don't have enough time to put behind.
Because you've been working,
me.
My guy. You're not paying
saying?
Attention.
I don't have enough time. But what I'm trying to say is if you have only 4 to 6 girls in your entire league that can dunk, out of 12, maybe 14 teams or 12 teams, it's not as exciting. It doesn't generate as much attention.
Yeah.
But if
you
get
start
a young lady,
on motherfuckers,
but when you get a,
people,
hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on.
Fundamental people don't like dunks.
But this is what I'm trying to
they
say.
They love
is.
That fundamental basketball.
All right, all right.
Well,
so I'm going to tell you like this.
Compare it to college basketball then. How come they can watch the college girls who aren't dunking, but they won't be able to watch
there's more college teams that are out there to support regionally than there are women's and basketball, like
check.
Women's basketball teams.
Fact check, yes,
there's
100%.
There's a college basketball team. There's at least 20 per state, at least. At
20
least.
Per 20 teams per state.
I would say, I would say division like, division but one, division say, one, like, division one, I would say a lot less. There's 130 division one schools.
It's not where I'm going. What I'm saying is
no,
we are in Connecticut, which is extremely supportive of the UConn women's, right?
And the Mystic. Don't forget the Mystic. They do numbers.
Collegially.
The Sun. Or sorry, Sun.
The Mystic. That's the Mystic is in Washington.
No, my bad.
You need to be. You need to be informed.
Sun do numbers?
You need to be informed. My brother.
The Sun do numbers.
Oh, people go to those games.
They go to the games.
Yeah, people go to those games.
All right. Well, then, you know,
they
had, I'm
they hosted
that
an All Star game too. That which they I saw that they did pretty well with. That was like 11 years ago.
And they try to get UConn players.
Yeah, that's where they fucked too. Up.
That's what they tried because they had well, the big girl. They had the big girl, the center. Now Maya Moore stayed at Minnesota.
Rebecca Lobo.
No, you're talking about the black chick.
Kara Walters.
No.
Kara Walters and Rebecca Lobo did not play. Rebecca Lobo was the inaugural. You know what I'm talking about. The big girl, the Morena. The big girl.
Yeah, skinnier. She's from New York originally.
She was one of the first ones. It started her last name started with like a O or some shit.
It was the black chick.
O'Reilly?
Nah.
A morena. She a black know, girl. Bro, tall. She played it down
my
low.
My brain is losing.
I love how you got to say it in Spanish and remind us in English.
Fuck. What's her name? But she played down low, bro.
Do say.
Nah, because right. I got to be politically correct up here. Because I say Chinese rice, y'all be like, oh, my God.
Wow.
You're just providing your own subtitles, dog.
I'm just saying, bro. What the fuck? This world is so soft.
My God.
Who's soft?
I'm going to put a diaper on this motherfucker.
Fuck this talk.
Yeah, fuck it all. Damn, I can't even.
She had braids, bro.
Which black girl didn't?
Not Swin Cash. She played
Swine,
for the Sun. I don't remember her name, bro.
And Mariah Jefferson.
Swin.
Traded there.
How about
apparently.
That?
Yeah, there's been a few.
I don't know. But all good.
Few,
go ahead.
On to the next
player. But they get a few players.
They tried to get Stewie.
But as long as if the women were to just have a little bit more excitement to their game prior to Caitlin Clark, because, and I say it just like this, only to say because I played the sport and I know what the sport is.
Yep.
Steph Curry changed the game.
You did.
Steph Curry changed the game. Now you get more 3-pointer attempts than you do layups on a fast break. Right, everybody, you play five
stop.
On five or pickup. Everybody wants to shoot a 3-pointer now,
motherfucker,
right?
Stop, bro.
Okay, kids doing this.
Okay, no problem. So what this young lady did is now to show other little girls and other kids is like, oh, we can do this too. We could shoot. So how when MLB had the strike? Remember when they had the strike and shit?
Yep.
What came after that? Sammy Sosa, Mark McGwire, and what was their theme?
They had the
chicks,
boys up.
Chicks love
home
chicks
runs.
Dig the long ball, right?
Mm-hmm.
Chicks
dig
the long ball, right?
I remember that.
So that brought the excitement back to baseball. So this young lady coming into the sport, revolutionizing the sport by just shooting so much, she's bringing attention. She's going to generate and gravitate and just bring people to the sport that were just regular, casual, one a day. You know, one, maybe two games a season they'll watch. But now, wherever Caitlin is going, especially the whole state of Iowa.
I watched the whole game.
How about
the whole state of Iowa, wherever she goes, they're going to watch her.
You think maybe she brought more white viewers to the table?
I don't. You know what? When it comes to women's basketball, outside of men's basketball, I think it's pretty open. Yeah, a lot of minorities play the sport outside of you know. But I think like there's a lot of white girls, a lot of black girls, a lot of Spanish girls that play the sport. And when you go and you look at it and you watch the sport itself on the college level, it's really diverse.
It's fairly diverse, but I say that it's really diverse. Reflection of like things that like Don Imus said, where like the nappy headed hoes and like you know where a lot of there's a lot of yeah there's a lot of like a derogatory thought that goes towards the NCAA tournaments and the NCAA basketball and even to like the way that they talked about LSU's team last year.
I was just about to say that. How about what they did this year in the Final Four? All right. So is it fair for them to? Okay, I know what their actions. For every action is a reaction, right? So they didn't feel that they wanted to stand there for the national anthem or whatever the case may be.
They go in. So that's a misnomer. They basically have certain times within those warm-ups that they go back to the locker room.
Yeah, yeah.
So they frequently miss the
They do that because it's a certain – they have their way of doing their own thing.
Right.
So it's not that they missed it intentionally.
Right.
It's just the timing is what it is. Right. And I was about to say that.
And it's when they record it and they put it up there and when you see it.
Just like a sound edit, just like a sound clip and edit, you know, just like a little bit.
Sound bite.
And then you not see what the governor came out and said after that?
What?
He said if any state of Louisiana athlete on a scholarship does not come out for the national anthem, will have their shit revoked. He does not have the power.
He doesn't have the power to do that.
But he's talking that bullshit, though.
Yeah.
That's trash.
You see what I'm saying? And it's not fair.
But again, that's not something they did consciously. They went in, and at a certain point,
these are things that this is not even,
they don't, in the Final Fours, they don't have like this extravagant playing of the national anthem like they do in other sports.
That shit's all day. It's just one game to the next event. They just come out. They bring out the regalia. Like okay,
yeah, it ain't that deep, bro.
It ain't like the national championship.
Like, it ain't like the NFL.
Most of the people, you got to stand up during the anthem because damn well they don't stand up when they're home. When they're home, they don't take their ass off.
Hey.
That's it. But
so it's
talk through
shit.
It too.
They're talking shit while they're sitting on their couch with their hats on.
Yep.
Amen.
I mean, it is what it is. But I did want to say really quickly, one thing that I say is the reason, a main reason why there was a big difference in the viewership of the women's and the men's game.
Go on.
The women played during the day on Sunday.
Oh.
Like 5 o'clock.
The men played at like 9:30.
The men played at 9. The tip-off was 9:41.
Monday night.
On Monday.
Yeah.
East Coast time.
Yeah, I fell asleep.
Bro, mad people were sleeping.
Yeah, I fell asleep.
Elderly people are knocked the fuck out at 8:30, 9 o'clock, bro.
They literally broadcasted that women's game for a population of people who are going to
who got things to do later. For a reason.
You got things to do later, you caught that game.
They did that for a reason, bro.
You could have got in the lawn work and then watched the game and then did more lawn work.
They ended up beating the men by like 2 million viewers.
Oh, lots.
Yeah.
Lots.
It was OD. And you're like, yo, how the hell did they get over 2 million viewers more than the men? That don't make no sense.
4 hour difference.
It makes a big difference.
A day makes. What a difference a day makes.
Right.
Hold on. Real quick.
Put the men's game on a Sunday,
I got a better idea.
I got a question.
I got a better idea.
All right, what's up?
Before we even go there, why don't, and we might have to, you know, NCAA,
back
get at
to
me.
Back
get at me.
They won't.
Why don't they put both of the weekends at the same place. So when the championship game is there, the venue, wherever you recover fast enough.
Not even that. You cannot hold the capacity of people that are coming into town.
Oh my God, your town cannot hold that.
It's more than what we had a Super Bowl.
So, bro, listen, it doesn't even
pretty
matter.
Pretty much, because you're there in waves. You got a ticket for your team, and then you're hoping they make it to the next round, so your ticket lasts.
Then why don't you do it NCAA, the Final Four, the Final Four event. You do the men's one day, the women's the next day, and then that next weekend.
Same problem. You're oversaturating
that city.
It's like Taylor Swift effect they were talking about the entire summer, where they're like, "Oh, when this person comes into town, they stimulate the economy to this effect."
Yeah.
When that many people come into a town, it inundates the economy. It just shoots through the roof. Yeah. But they also have to have places to put them. So a lot of the times the economy comes to a slowdown.
Airbnbs, Verbos, all
Miami,
that shit.
Miami during Art Basel, for an example. Mm. Like, you can't get a cellular signal down in Wynwood, at all. Yeah, you have to leave, you have to go, four blocks away in order to get a signal.
It's like trying to make a phone call.
Trying to get
New
an
Year's
Uber
Eve.
Is ridiculous. Trying to get around the city is just absolutely nuts.
Everybody's trying to do the same thing.
Everyone's doing
time.
The same exact thing at the same exact time, and everyone's trying to go and do something. Trying to get a hotel room. You're gonna flood a system that doesn't. It's never gonna be ready for it, and they can't pan. They can't pan it out enough. They can't get enough public transportation. They can't get enough of these ride shares. None of that stuff will work in order to get your system to work.
It's too much. It's just too much of a clusterfuck.
Too many logistics.
And we're just talking about 5 days for Art Basel.
Right.
Yeah, and you're talking about 4 days, 5 days of basketball, and there's.
Yeah, you want to ideally you want to have everything on Friday.
You don't have enough police.
Off day on Saturday, and then games on Sunday. Nobody wants to watch a championship game at 9:45.
That just sucked.
It should not happen on the West Coast. Final Four shouldn't exist on the West Coast.
You gotta understand though. From being on the West Coast, the 1 o'clock game is at shit.
I know that game happened for them at 6:45. It was a lot easier for them to watch it.
For sure.
10 in the morning.
They love that night. They love that 6:45 game.
That women's basketball game on Sunday. But happened for most of them once they got out of church.
3 o'clock.
Yeah, but you got to understand, though, right? So it was crazy because here on the East Coast, I'm used to the back-to-back, 8 o'clock, 10:30. I'm going to bed after the second game. You know what I'm saying? Fourth quarter, I'm already in the bed, ready to go to sleep.
Yep.
So
West Coast games aren't made for us.
So it's not even that. It's not West Coast games. It's just, if you got to understand, if you are scheduling times of prime time based on the Eastern Coast, it's because you get your most viewers. The East Coast is really watching more of the sports than you are getting on the Midwest or the West Coast, because if you think about it, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, everybody's home.
Yeah. I mean, nobody's disagreeing.
8 o'clock, 8, 7, 6, 5. Most motherfuckers is getting out of work in California at 5 o'clock, so they missing the whole first game of a back-to-back.
Yeah.
Right?
I would hate to live in California for fucking football.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm trying to tell you. Football is early as
football and brunch.
Yeah, so just to put it in perspective, right? If you live here on the East Coast, and I'm going to tell you this because I gamble, and they have the game in London, you have to put in your bed in before 5:30 in the morning. All right? So if you're going to watch the game, you got to be up by 6, 7 in
the
morning.
You got
to
set your fantasy team
right?
the night before.
You got to be up early, right? So just imagine if you're on the West Coast, the time difference. So I've always sports bet less on the West Coast than I did on the East Coast.
You don't sports bet on Rockstar time.
It's just difficult.
Yeah, Rockstar time is crazy.
But you want to know the one thing I can tell you, though?
What?
Even though it's still 24 hours in the day, I can feel like I could get more accomplished if I get up at 9, 10, 11 o'clock in the morning. Till 7 at night, I could feel like I could get more accomplished.
Because
the people over there are not in a rush like they are here on the East Coast, bro.
Oh, 100%.
Listen, when I tell you, I wake up at 8 in the morning and I got a to-do list of all the shit I got to handle in one day. And I accomplish it, and it take time. Man, what about to cut out? But on the West Coast, I feel like I could get that same to-do list done from 11 to 4.
Getting a
four.
To-do list to get here on time, motherfucker.
I was here. Just because your car got here earlier because you was having a little whatever at your house, I'm going to go to bed. Should I go to the podcast? Should I go to bed? Should I go to the podcast? I'm going to go right now, and it's 5:45. Podcast starts at 7. Fuck out of here. I was busy.
Ooh, that was a shot.
I was at work all day.
I had a day off. This guy you ain't talking no shit.
Job, Tommy?
Hey, yo, this guy. Hey, yo, I do work, man. I show you the tools in my truck right now, man. Stop playing with me, man. I got my compressor, my air gun. I got some paint buckets and shit. What's up, man? I show y'all.
I mean, we could all carry things places.
Come on, man. I ain't the accessory crew to the DJ, bro. I'm here. I really work, bro.
You're the team manager for your job.
Yeah, I manage these nuts, motherfucker.
Wait, what? You manage their nuts?
You put all the basketballs in a bag and put them away in the locker.
Oh, what was his name at the rec that did that shit back in the day? Bozo, right?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Bozo and Yvette. Bozo, a good nigga, though. He a CO. I forgot. What's Bozo's real name?
Damn, y'all call Orlando. Him Bozo, though. Orlando. Like, that ain't...
Orlando, yeah. Nah, bro.
Bozo respect?
He still looked like he still looked the same age he did back then, bro. I knew that motherfucker don't age.
Last time I seen him was when I went to jail, but... Yeah. That's a good thing, though. I ain't been, it's been like, shit, 11 years, 12 years, shit. Bozo, shouts out to you, bro.
Yeah, man, that was a great show, man.
I'm going to tag him on Facebook.
On that note, man. On that note.
I think we hit our max.
Yeah.
We maxed out.
There's something else you want to talk about?
UFC 300 tomorrow. What's up?
It's getting crazy. There's a lot of good fights.
You going to put some money up tomorrow?
It's nothing but like hitters.
We're going to
pull of the fucking UFC.
We're going to. Hey, yo. So back to the gambling. Hey, because I'm spicy. So listen to this. Some nigga put it.
Spicy Santana.
I'm, you know what I mean? Some dude said, all right, so Dana White incentivized.
Incentivized.
I said it correct the first time, bro. Incentivized.
Go ahead.
Yes. So I thought you said is-centified. Incentified. I thought
no.
He smelled.
So he
incentivized.
Whatever.
That's bro. What it is. Go ahead.
I just said that. I just said incentivized.
He upped the ante.
I thought
ante.
You agreed with that.
He upped no, the ante. Incentivized. He upped the ante. On the fights being like, I guess, like for whoever has the best fights or whatever.
Yeah,
whatever
because he raised the mad good fights.
A little bit, right? So my little algorithm, whatever, for little betting people I fuck with, have all been saying to take the under on all the fights because all the fighters are going to come out super aggressive to try to knock heads off. So take the under on most of the fights tomorrow.
The under as in what? I've never bet
underdog.
No, not the underdog fighter.
And I never bet UFC.
We're not taking fighters.
The undercard,
okay?
You're taking, the undercard fights?
No. He's saying like take.
Let him explain it. Jesus
rounds?
Christ. Stop cutting him off.
The rounds?
Say it.
The rounds.
Yeah, so they'll say like, okay, Sos and West are fighting. This is probably going to go three rounds.
Early. Never.
It's like this is probably going to go three rounds.
Okay, no. All right. So every fight has is over and under for every fight, right?
Out your beer, bro.
An hour, huh? One round, two rounds, or whatever, right? Or
going to touch another grown man beer?
Or you can hit like caught. to go under three rounds because okay. you could adjust it all the time, you know what I'm saying? But he said to take the under on most of the fights because they're going to come out aggressive.
Which means motherfuckers is not going to get knocked out?
No,
motherfuckers is not going to go to the draw. Motherfuckers ain't going to go to the card.
Oh, okay.
Under meaning the early rounds. Yeah, call it for the early rounds.
Yeah, somebody's going to bleed out. Somebody's going to get knocked out, choked out, tap out, whatever.
Like, so it's not
but it's not
going to
go the whole three rounds.
There's not going to be distance fights. Start placing your bets for earlier rounds and earlier knockouts.
I'm there.
Is every UFC fight 3 rounds, 5 minutes?
Championship ones are five rounds.
Exactly.
Most, but or main events. If they can deem a big enough fight a co-main event or anything like that. There's a bunch of co-main events on this, from my understanding.
You know how long that fight is, bro?
Everything's a main event from what
I understand. One round is long.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, one round feels like an eternity.
Thank God.
Bro, there's mad top people fighting each other.
It's going to be a long night of fights.
If they go to distance,
I think a lot of them are going to go like toe-to-toe. Like, it's going to be crazy. It's going to be like,
they got the two Asian girls fighting tomorrow.
Is tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yes.
And the
Alex Pereira and
the homeboy that tore his Achilles.
Oh my God, what's his name?
Jay
bro?
Wright, Josh
I don't even
Wright.
Like MMA like that. This card looks crazy, bro.
Yeah, this is gonna be real.
I'm gonna try to cash out tomorrow.
You gonna try to get some? Let me know what you're doing.
I don't know. I'm gonna try some. You know
let me know what you're doing, man.
I'm gonna go in your grass tomorrow, look for a four leaf clover, rub it together.
No, man, I'm saying as far as what you like.
I'm gonna take for sure. I don't think that the heavyweight match is going the distance.
Oof.
Do you think any match is going the distance?
I don't. So when most people put out these kind of like predictions,
let's take a look.
The masses, Draft. Meaning the general pop, follow along the consensus. You got to go opposite.
Well, I'm saying
that's how I'm put not, my roulette
I,
table.
I'm not even talking about anybody else. We're going back to Sosa's picks.
So baby. right now, I don't really fuck with UFC with the sports the way I do. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not gonna when I got my shit right last time for the Super Bowl and the one before that, I got my shit right. So for the UFC, I'm gonna say it like this: I don't think the heavyweight fight going the distance. I don't think so. I think it's just. Homeboy lost his belt. He's coming back with a vengeance. This dude is trying to get... He got the belt because he beat up a guy who took it from a replacement because he tore his Achilles. So he's coming.
He got to come in hard.
He's coming in.
The same way.
Yeah, he's coming. He's coming for it, right? So I don't think that fight is going the distance. And
you're talking about Alex Pereira?
Yeah.
Versus Jamal Hill.
Jamal Hill, yeah. Yep.
So you're saying that either ends in a knockout, chokeout.
Jamal Hill said he's trying to take his head off. He already said that.
Yeah, he's trying to, but what I'm trying to say is I don't think it's going the full five rounds. That and the Asian
John Giono.
Oh, you're fighting.
And Zhang Weili. Yeah.
I don't think that's going.
You don't think that's going? I got you. Next fight for the main card.
I ain't going to go the distance with this shit either.
Next fight for the main card, they have Bo Nickel and Cody Brundage.
I don't know about those two, but I know about the two Asians.
Charles Oliveira. And Armand
Sustain. I could have stayed home and slept.
And then the last fight is one that I'm looking forward to, which this is going to be the last fight of the night, I believe. No, second to last fight of the night.
The last fight is Pereira.
Justin Gaethje and Max Holloway.
I'm taking the dude against Holloway.
You taking Gaethje?
Yeah.
He's a monster. But Holloway is a banger.
Yeah,
but Holloway stands and takes some punishment at times.
He just didn't got beat up too many times already.
Yeah, that's because he'll rather sit in he'll go toe to toe with you.
Yeah, but that's not
you can't do that with Gaethje, bro.
Go get Mayweather to train you.
Yeah, facts.
That's why he's 50 and some because he played defense more than he played offense.
These are gonna be some monster fights.
Fred, you gotta tap in, baby. Come on now.
Watch this shit.
Bro, Garbrandt is fighting in the undercard?
I'm catching game.
I don't care.
I don't care about these fights, but I just know
so
these
you know
are
what?
Some big
bro, tomorrow morning,
Aljo
tomorrow,
is fighting in the undercard?
Who?
Aljo is fighting in the freaking prelim.
Aljo?
Aljamain Sterling.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah.
He's the former champ. He lost to, what's the crazy hair dude?
Oh, the curly
the
hair
purple,
white guy?
The purple, the purple hair white dude. Yeah. Oh, Stockman?
No, oh my God! I forgot his
Bradley.
Name.
Dang! All right, hold
yeah,
up.
I see his name.
He fought the last UFC. Yeah.
He was on
Sean O'Malley.
O'Malley.
There you go.
O'Malley, bro, Aljo.
I was about to shout out another podcast.
He was just
dude,
a champ.
He was on this guy's podcast.
Holly Holm, yo, there's a bunch of
this
Holly champions. Bangers.
Holly Holm's is still fighting.
Jessica Andrade She's is losing. Fighting in the prelims. Kobe Garbrandt, Bobby Green. Bro, this is stupid.
The card is crazy. What time?
Novelty?
Hey, yo, what time does the fight start? Does the first fight start at
prelim,
like?
The first prelim is 6:10.
I was going to say, you can watch those on Hulu.
Nah, not tomorrow.
That
nah,
shit.
The prelims are going
to
be real.
The prelim fights? You're going to be able to watch
ESPN, I think.
ESPN, Hulu, same shit.
I'm about to go deposit some bread in my account and go crazy. Whatever I muster up, I'm going to put it in the group chat, yo.
What's up?
Whatever I mustered up
whatever you
and
think.
I think, you know what I'm saying? If y'all contradict or whatever, for the fight tomorrow.
I'm running with you.
I might give you $10. What could I win?
I don't know what I'm doing.
If you parlay it, you can win a nice amount.
Yeah, if we do something nice. But like I said, I'm going to put it together with just some UFC. Then I'm going to put it together with some different shit. And yeah, like I said, man, no bullshit. I haven't gambled in a long time. I got way too many
things.
Were
you on a run?
Yo, there was somebody in Waterbury who was trying to run a little sports book at one point.
Don't do that.
People's was hot.
Oh man, no, we're not doing that.
I heard it.
Yeah. Fred, before we go, anything additional that you want to talk about?
I can't think of shit. You good? Right now, bro.
You good? Yeah, let's get that. Freddie's the deuce it out. Done, bro. So, anything you wanted to cover?
Only thing I want to cover is myself with a blanket tonight. But other than that, is
wow.
I'm just glad to be back. I miss y'all.
Word.
I like y'all.
Three weeks, man.
I miss Kenny's white person sarcasm. You know what I'm saying?
What?
I like fucking with Kenny, though. I like that's my guy, though. You know what I'm saying? Y'all don't know.
White person sarcasm?
Yeah. Kenny's different, yo. Kenny's different.
So I want to peel the rest of your shirt.
You want to peel it?
Yeah. I'm sorry. It's like a fruit roll-up.
Go ahead. If you can catch a spot, go ahead. It might be my nipple, though.
Hey, hold on, Diesel.
But I'm far from that. I'm flabby.
What he's trying to do.
I'm flabby right now. Yeah, ain't no facts. Diesel here. Facts. But I'm not. I'm just glad to be back. I miss my brothers, yo. Glad to be here. Shoot the shit with y'all. Tap in, sign in, whatever, subscribe, all that bullshit. You know what it is.
Don't tell anyone to do anything on social media. We got that.
That ain't my job, but you know, we pay this guy over here to do it. You know what I'm saying?
Ken, anything you want to cover?
Guess like shout out to Sos for coming before fucking like you know 7 o'clock.
7:20.
Hey yo, listen. I'm gonna make it. What camera listen. Are we on right now, Ken?
I mean, we'll just put it right towards the middle right now.
Right in the middle. Right in the middle.
All right.
Sources soliloquy towards earliness,
and then I'll close us out.
And we're good. Thank you, I won't be first. He's not going to be the first person here. He's not going to be the last person here. He's always going to be the last person here.
No, nigga, today was me. Damn.
But you know what?
I'm going to forever.
Go ahead.
If I pay for you to do it, then you got to make it sound better, though. Shit.
Go ahead. Let it fly.
I won't be the first, but I won't be the last.
Okay.
For here on out.
Ooh, challenge.
Oh, my God.
I know you ain't telling me a challenge.
I won't.
Who else
are we inviting
to the podcast that's going to come after him?
Bill.
Bill Oakley.
Bill. Yo.
Bill Oakley.
I'm going to start my ending like this. I will be the first because I live here.
No, that's you might be getting a haircut.
I could almost be the first.
He
might be getting a haircut, so we could beat you.
I've beat you here. So
I might have actually went out to get like food or something, but I've been going to grab food when I get the little one.
You was cleaning cleats.
What? Yeah, it's time to go. Yo, man, thank y'all for tuning in. We appreciate y'all. Just know we will be back next week for sure. No more weeks off, man. We're going to just get it popping for all summer. Well, when you go away, we still do what we do. Thank y'all, man. We appreciate y'all. Be sure to like, subscribe, and comment on the YouTube. And also, be sure to follow us on all social media platforms.
Anyone of y'all out there that has like podcast. Some sort of brand that you're trying to go national with or maybe even international,
hit us up,
yo. That's what we're
looking for. Let me wear it. I look good. I'm out here. What's up? I'm going to model your shit.
Fred, you know what I mean? Fred will too.
And all of us. Sosa, why not?
Sosa, rip his shirt. He'll rip the shirt.
The rest of it off.
Facts. You want to touch me, bro.
On that note, Ken, hit the button.
He wanted to touch me.
Ken.
Keep talking.
You are tuned in to the Nutso Bunch podcast.